This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Control of your listening to your ears and your head and your brain. This is the DJB show, and welcome to another hour of What's Going On conversation. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here, and Victoria has done a yeoman's job of putting things together. Jennifer on the mend, back probably next week. Meanwhile, Merry Christmas to everybody. And so let's start out with a really Christmassy story of an 84-year-old radio preacher who was arrested yesterday for sexual misbehavior, kidnapping, and burglary. His name is Ralph Gordon Stair, and his ministry is called the Overcome Ministry, and I guess he's overcome in lots of different ways. It's based on a small farm. No, folks, nothing like that goes on my farm. The radio show has been on a couple of dozen stations. The people who listen were invited to come to his farm, his compound on the farm. His he's being held without bail because there were a number of women who have come forward this past week with all kinds of sexual assault allegations against this guy going back to 1992. So, again, another example of incidents that have taken place over years, decades ago, and now people feel like they have the, ability.
Platform, yeah.
They have a platform to come after people who do these things. And it's even more heinous when people are sucked into something like this in the name of religion.
Uh-huh.
It's just this kind of stuff. He talks all the time, so the people who listen to his theology about the returning of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? People
in
like that,
pants.
You want to kick them in the groin.
Is Jesus coming back in the form of in his pants?
Yeah,
like,
right.
What's? I don't understand how do you get from listening to someone preaching and you agree with what they're saying and then it turns into a sexual thing?
Yeah.
That's just bizarre.
Well, it tells you how what this guy. I don't even, you know, we can speculate all day long. The fact is that this guy used his position of import on these radio stations to attract people. And there are those things that happen. People have done that. There have been a lot of people who bought time on radio stations, weekend shows, who were selling various investments, and they were crooks. And some of them get caught and some of them don't. But there's just a lot of... You got to be very careful. What's the old expression? The buyer beware.
Mm.
Yep. All right, here's another name in the news today. Ron Villemaire, Air Force veteran, battling stage 4 colon cancer. He lives in New Hampshire. He's a big Star Wars fan. He got his wish to see the latest movie, visited by Darth Vader and Chewbacca, at the hospice center before he was escorted by stormtroopers to the movie theater. Members of 3 local fire departments assisted in moving this fellow, set up a special hospital bed for him in the theater. He said he was incredibly grateful for everybody who made his special day possible. The movie theater was closed to the public, allowing him to share it with his family and friends. Got a bucket of popcorn and a soda. So...
These pictures are adorable. To see him getting loaded in and out of the ambulance by stormtroopers. And he has the biggest smile on his face. It's such a cool story. I love these stories.
Nothing to play with when you're in stage 4 any kind of cancer.
Mm.
And if he's in hospice, that means that this is one of his last wishes, and God love the guy. So, all right, let's to the other end of the spectrum here. 5-year-old Tylon Pittman in the news from Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. The vigilance of this kid has kept the Grinch from not stealing anybody else's Christmas. Tylon made a 911 call over the weekend to report that the, well, I suppose we could call this person a Grinch. He said, quote, "I just want to tell you something. Watch for that little Grinch, because the Grinch is going to steal Christmas, okay?" Tylon told police he was terrified the Grinch would steal his Christmas after he watched YouTube videos about the character, that is the Grinch. The officer on duty, Lauren Duvall, took his call, showed up at the house shortly after to reassure Tylon that she would not let the Grinch steal any presents from him this year. And then the police decided they wanted to do something for this youngster, so they invited him to tour the police station. When he arrived, officers surprised him with a Grinch in the back of a police car. And the handcuffs on, that kind of stuff. See, you know, I've been saying this for a long time, and people make fun of me. That horrible song, that damnable, the Grinch, that story and the Grinch and all that stuff is so anti-Christmas. The fact that they play that song is a travesty.
But it's, a story about redemption. At the end, he totally has a turnaround. His heart grows how many sizes, I forget. But it's a good ending. I agree with you. I'm not a Dr. Seuss fan. Even when I was a kid, my mom said I had
Dr. Seuss, but I think
I'm not into that. So I've never even seen The Grinch until a week ago.
Really?
Yeah, the original Grinch cartoon. Lewis made me watch it. And I was like, okay, I get it now. I know.
All right, so it's not only me that likes to skip, whenever possible, any creepy crawly creatures. You guys all make fun of me, but then...
I'm not afraid of the Grinch. There's a difference. I don't find anything attractive about it. I don't like the animation, but I'm not afraid of him. I'll protect you from him, Doug. Don't worry.
Will you?
Yes.
Promise?
She's going to show up to your house and knock on the door and say, "No Grinch is going to get you this year, Dougie."
Yeah, exactly. Actually, no, what I really want to do now, I want to borrow this cop who dressed up as the Grinch, and I want to send him to Doug's farm just to mess with him.
Yeah, well, you won't find me here, but thanks anyway.
I'll ship him out to California for you.
Yeah, okay. Good idea. Hooray! Hooray!
But I think the cool thing about this story, first of all, the little boy is adorable, and his mother, his parents had no idea that he called the police.
Yeah.
And when the police showed up, they said, "Oh, no, you must have the wrong house." And then the officer said, "Well, no. I just spoke to Tylon on the phone, and he's concerned that all the children in the neighborhood are not going to have a Christmas this year because of the Grinch." And so when they let Tylon lock the Grinch up.
5 years old, remember, right?
Five years old. Yeah. And they let him lock him up in jail. And his mom said, but it kind of took Tylon a long time to let the Grinch out of jail. And then the Grinch had a conversation with Tylon, apologized, and said he was not going to steal any Christmas presents. So that's why Tylon was able to sleep at night. But I love when this is such a great local police story, and we hear so much negative stuff about police. This is such a great, uplifting story that I think, you know, it's nice to hear.
All right. So you want to hear a couple of really stupid things involving the police?
Oh,
this
God.
Is not, this isn't, this isn't.
I was trying.
All right. So listen to this. This is from my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. Yesterday, the annual Shop-a-thon pairs local police with needy youngsters in town. During the Shop-a-thon, a woman tried to steal $1,000 worth of merchandise from Target while the police were surrounded her. The police are at this event, and this woman comes in. Melissa Allen is her name. She's taking all kinds of stuff, electronics, merchandise from the Target store, and putting it in a bag, and somebody's watching her while she's doing it. So she got arrested and charged with larceny of property, resisting arrest. She slapped the police officer.
Oh, my God.
Provided a false name.
Genius. This is a Darwin Award winner.
Oh, my God. This is the police and their Christmas party for kids, and she's stealing stuff at the Christmas party.
Boy.
Hey. Okay, here's another good one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
There's a sheriff in Teller County, Colorado, which is a small place. They buy a new police car every year, and they have one police car. So they put the ad for the old police car on Craigslist to sell it. And the sheriff didn't identify himself as a sheriff. He just said they listed the car. So there's a guy who texts him, who is a prospective buyer, who offers to buy the car using marijuana as the exchange.
Interesting.
Marijuana is legal, though, in Colorado.
Right.
But apparently he put a couple of other things into the offer that were illegal, including it was marijuana and a few other things, if you get my drift.
Right.
So the sheriff was happy to arrest this young fellow. As a matter of fact, it was a husband and wife.
Oh, boy.
Who were offering the sheriff 4 pounds of weed and some other illegal items. There we go.
How stupid are people?
Pretty stupid.
Wow.
Pretty stupid. All right. Here's something that's very smart, and you still have time to make it work for you. MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Oh, we extol the value and virtue of the pillow because it does work for you the way that people are excitedly talking about it. You look at the testimonials online at MyPillow.com. You know, people don't make that stuff up. So if you feel really sluggish when you wake up, tired when you wake up, not enough hours in bed, it's because you are not sleeping, you're not able to relax and give yourself what you need physically and mentally. Sleep is great for your immune system, prevents weight gain, improves mental health, prevents heart disease, increases fertility, all that good stuff. So you want those benefits? You need a new pillow. And the best place to get a new pillow is MyPillow. Not only are they the greatest pillow in the country, but they also are, they're selling them to you at half price. 2 for the price of 1 at MyPillow.com through Christmas. So get all the benefits, the patented fill, the pillow support, the fact that it's made in our country, the fact that they have great customer support, and you can go and look online at all kinds of things they have besides pillows. So do what so many other people have done. As a matter of fact, millions of people in the past few years have bought MyPillows. That's why the company is so successful. 1,500 employees at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV to get your second pillow free. Buy the first one at the regular price, get a second one free. I bought, I think I bought 8 of these this year. They're happy to see me coming. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $4 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
Celebrate the new year on a new floor at Lumber Liquidators year-end flooring clearance sale. Save big on over 200 floors. Get the lowest price of the year on our thickest water-resistant laminate and one-look waterproof flooring. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off, bamboo up to 33% off, and take an extra 15% off clearance in-store. Get more from 49 cents while supplies last, plus professional installation and special financing. Don't wait. Get your local Lumber Liquidators today.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero, or a pigeon, or a superhero named Pidgewoman, who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15%. Center more.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know there's going to be that one last-minute gift to buy. Maybe even a client gift. Well, Office Depot Office Max has got something you'll love. Get $20 off when you buy $100 of Office Depot Office Max gift cards. $20 off $100 instantly. Shop Office Depot Office Max for last-minute gifts. Taking care of business. Offer ends 12/23. Limit 1 per household or business. E-gift cards are excluded.
What? Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So mama kissing in Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night.
Here's Reba.
She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep.
Ooh, I love Reba.
Reba is among 12 business, civic, and cultural leaders chosen to represent the Horatio Alger Association of Distinguished Americans, class of 2018. For 70 years, the honor has been given to public figures who have succeeded both professionally and personally despite facing adversity, and who have demonstrated commitment to higher education and charitable efforts. According to the association, Reba's career and life story make her an excellent candidate for the award. She grew up on her family's cattle ranch in Oklahoma, worked her way through college before pursuing her dream as a singer. She struggled early on, and in 1991, a plane crash that claimed the lives of 7 members of her band, as well as her tour manager, nearly knocked her off as far as her career is concerned. Nonetheless, she went on to become a household name. Pretty much when you say Reba, you know what you're getting. She's the only solo female in the country, in the history of country music, to score a number one hit in every decade the last 40 years. So how about that? Is it? It really is amazing. And she's a wonderful person in person. She really is. She's. So I remember
she
when
seems she, like she would be. I've never met her or anything, but she just seems like she would be amazing.
We had a radio event. Jimbo Hannon and... what's his face from? Isn't that awful? Like, you know, Neil Bortz. So Neil and Jimbo and I were sitting at a table waiting for the event to begin. And Reba came in with 3 or 4 people, and she came over to us and she stuck out her hand. Ha! I'm Reba McEntire. Who are you? It's very cute. Very cute. All right, let's keep going here. Musically speaking, here's something from Panic at the Disco. Getting into the Christmas spirit, releasing a surprise song for fans called Feels Like Christmas. Let's listen to this for a second.
Every step of the way, without you, it's like Christmas. Nearly every day, it's like Christmas.
I kind of like this. I don't know know this group, frontman Brendan Urie took a break from starring in Kinky Boots on Broadway to record an upbeat, horn-infused song with lyrics about love, children, and joy to the world. And he wrote a note to the band's fans in the description of the song. Here's what he wrote, quote, "Thank you all for making this year my favorite year so far. Through the hard times, the beautiful moments, I'm glad we're always there to lift each other up. I'm so excited for the new year and what's to come." I think that's the way I feel as well, and I hope we all feel that way. It's a chance to start over again.
Something new,
something fresh. You get another shot at it, and that's the great thing about a new day, a new job, new people in your life, all of that stuff. Make it a good, warm new year. Fans responding, apparently, Victoria. The song is already trending at number 11 on YouTube. 46,000 likes.
Yeah, and YouTube. Counting. So yeah.
Now, is this something that would likely be on Amazon Tube as well? We were talking about Amazon Tube versus
for
YouTube.
For sure.
Before
yep.
it be on. For sure?
If Amazon... Yeah, if Amazon...
What? For sure.
For sure.
Like for sure.
If Amazon Tube becomes a real thing, then yeah, it'll rival yeah. whatever's on regular YouTube.
So this is the second time this band has released a holiday tune. First one was in 2008. They redid White Christmas.
Which I love this version.
Yeah, this is good. I don't know that much about this group. I'm glad you introduced me to them. Panic at the Disco. Here on the DJB Show at 28 past the hour.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Isn't it though? It is the most wonderful time of the year. How do you do? Welcome, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. The DJV show is on the air without Jennifer, who we wish a good and happy and healthy recovery. Got some kind of a fever, a bug that she gets from time to time. Got to get her immune system back up into par. Victoria Keevan is here. Kara Schillen also. And a happy hello to Donna Lamont of Virginia, Minnesota. So all these people are listening and preparing for the holiday. That's a good thing. Let's see what else is going on as far as people are concerned. Tanya Harding has been interviewed about Nancy Kerrigan. The movie I, Tanya is out. And so now it's back to the story of the feud she had with Nancy Kerrigan. And what Tanya says that she still cares about how the public perceives her. She spoke candidly about her reputation in a special on ABC. The show is called Truth and Lies. The disgraced Olympian, who is 47 now, looks kind of like a wrestler, upset. Well, she was for a while, I think, wasn't she?
She was a boxer, I thought, right?
Yeah. Right. She said the media had me convicted of all of the wrong things, doing something wrong before I had even done anything. I'm always the bad person. Sounds like there's a chip on one of those shoulders. Harding believes that the hardship she faces may be a test of faith in her desire to make her family proud has kept her going. I always wanted my daddy to be proud, and now I want my sons to be proud.
I guess she doesn't care much about the mother. If it's anything like how Allison Janney portrays her in I, Tonya, the movie, she was a battle axe.
Yeah. Bad,
whoa.
Bad apple.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Al Franken is set to leave the Senate on the 2nd. So what? I guess
well, there was some speculation that he wouldn't
would
leave at all.
Yeah, right.
I think you actually speculated. Maybe you started that rumor.
Yeah. I think I did say.
Another one of Doug's alternate facts.
All right. Calm down. President Trump has commuted the sentence of a kosher meatpacker. I'm trying to figure out what the connection is to this. This guy, his name is Shalomon Rubashkin, ran the Iowa headquarters of a large kosher meat processing company. He was sentenced to 27 years in prison for money laundering. So he, the number of members of Congress, interestingly enough, and a long list of law enforcement officials argued the sentence was too harsh for a first-time nonviolent offender. Yeah. You know, there are people who murder other people, rape other people, sell drugs to kids that don't get this kind of time. So I think that the president did the right thing under the circumstances, on first blush anyway. And it's interesting that all the people who got involved with this guy are suggesting to the president that he let him go. Nancy Pelosi urged the White House to let him go. Orrin Hatch, Republican, he was the one I was trying to think of the other day. He was great friends with Ted Kennedy. Encouraged Trump to let him go. He submitted fake invoices to a bank and I don't know, ripped off a bunch of people.
What was his sentence again?
27 years.
Wow.
Money
that
laundering.
That is a lot.
It
I don't
is.
Think Bernie Madoff got that.
Well, I think he did, but it won't
really?
Be. Really?
I didn't think it was.
But I think we're making a good comparison here. A good food for thought.
Even if it's close to what Bernie Madoff got, that's insane. That is a crazy harsh. I wonder why that even. Did the judge have something personally against this person?
Who knows? 57 years old. He's been in jail for 10 years.
Wow.
He's got 10 children, so he must be an Hasidic Jew because they're the ones that have all the kids.
And let's bring up one other comparison. That little snot from Stanford, the swimmer who raped
my
the
God.
Girl, didn't even, what did he have, 28 days?
3 days or something, right,
he got
exactly.
6 months total and served 3 months and got to get out.
There you go.
Crazy.
Yep.
30 letters from current members of Congress went to the White House this week. So there has to have been some rally among people to get the attention. And so doesn't the president normally, no matter who the president is, this time of year commute sentences? Don't they usually do that at the end of the year? Let people out of jail?
I think so. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So, and part of the reason I think that this guy got hammered is because there were a lot of illegals working at the meatpacking plant. And that didn't help many.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still, 27 years for that kind of stuff. I don't believe these people should go to jail at all. So if he rips somebody off, you make them pay him back. If there's some kind of credible way to supply the money or whatever, you know, in this circumstance, it's money that is in question. And so you make them work and pay it back. You don't put them in jail. What good does putting them in jail do? Nothing to do with
that. I agree with that. And I think Bernie Madoff should be teaching accounting 101.
His family's still got lots of dough. Take the money away from him and give it to the people who screwed.
Why did Bernie Madoff's wife make out with, did she get, a couple million?
Oh, more than that.
Right? Oh, really? Man.
Yeah, the kid's got there's a lot of dough in the family still.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, one of his sons committed suicide, if I remember correctly. Didn't he a couple of years ago? Don't I remember that about
Madoff? I don't know.
I think he did.
Maybe.
All right. Emma Gibson is in the news. Emma Gibson, a baby, was conceived in 1992. Let's follow this one along. Follow the bouncing ball here, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a conception that occurs in 92. The baby's not born until this year. Emma Gibson was born November 25th, frozen as an embryo, donated to a Knoxville clinic that specializes in embryo donation and adoption. I'm 25 years old. If the baby was born when it was supposed to be born, we could have been best friends, Emma's mother, Tina Gibson, said. I think she looks pretty perfect, have been frozen all those years. This is what her dad said.
It's an interesting statement from the dad.
The clinic records are private. There's no official database on the ages of embryos when transferred to a woman's uterus, but outside experts say it's possible Emma's birth has set a record. Medically, the amount of time an embryo is frozen isn't very important, says the clinic. Babies are all the same. Overall, IVF babies are doing very well. Overall, the frozen embryos do just as well as the fresh ones.
Isn't that just so weird to talk about babies in terms of, like, frozen versus fresh?
Fresh, frozen.
This has been, for a couple of days now, this story has just been getting bigger and bigger, and there's so much interest in it.
Yeah.
To me, I don't know. I would have been a little skeptical if I had a frozen embryo offered to me from 1992, only because I follow technology, and technology has changed so much since 1992. And they may say at the clinic, well, it's the same process that we use today, but it's not the same equipment. I wonder, it'll be interesting to follow this little baby as she gets older and to see if there are any issues that come up that, you know, maybe can further science along in terms of people who are freezing embryos now. But Kara and I were talking about this yesterday. The frozen embryo thing is it's becoming a whole new area of the law, and there are lawyers now who are specializing in this type of embryo area of whatever. It's the Wild West of law books, pretty much. And the most notable case is Sofia Vergara. You know the actress who's on Modern Family?
Yeah.
She's the Colombian actress. She's the sex pot. Yeah. She and her ex-fiancé froze embryos. She didn't freeze her eggs.
Did she sue him? I remember that. She's trying to get him back.
He's suing her for custody of the embryos, and he apparently was very bitter when she broke up with him. She's now married to Joe Manganiello, who's another actor, and she wants the embryos destroyed, and he wants custody of the embryos, and he wants to implant them in another woman.
Ah, perfect.
And so if you think about it, like, there's so much murkiness in the layers of the legal battle that can go with embryos, and that's, as people do this more and more now, that's going to be, I think, an emerging field.
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting. And what will the story be to the child as the child grows up? Will you tell that child the story? It'd be hard for the child not to know,
right?
Emma Gibson, not to know what really happened. And it's not that there's anything bad, but she's a trailblazer, as a matter of fact. She's going to have something depending on your philosophy of life. If you listen to my podcast, the Your Hidden Power Show podcast, about the sixth sense and other things in life that seem to be unexplainable, this is one of those things. If you grasp what some people philosophize is how we choose our families and choose, you know, as a spirit, in my estimation, and I think a lot of people are beginning to understand what these choices are all about, as a spiritual person, you come back from a past life and you choose your parents, you choose your birthday, choose all that stuff. So one would wonder what this Emma Gibson is all about and where she came from.
Certainly waited a long time.
Right. Okay, also, let's see, a couple more people in the news. Here's Meghan Markle's story for today. She's joining the Queen for Christmas lunch. First time that's happened. The annual Christmas lunch at Buckingham Palace. How about that, boys and girls? The Queen invited Prince Harry and Meghan to come over for lunch yesterday. 50 members of the British royal family were there. Kate Middleton, the Prince William influence was there. And so a lot of other people in the family. Charles and Camilla. In addition to being the Queen, I wonder how it is when the two boys, William and Harry are around Camilla. Camilla Davila. Mm. She was in the picture always when Diana was married to her father, to their father, I mean. Mm-hmm. And you just have to wonder, what is the whisper? But I don't know, but there must be something written about the relationship that Harry and William have with him. He's a real stiff anyway. But, you know, what do you suppose they think about their father?
I think Camilla. From everything, and I've watched a lot of documentaries on Diana because they've been all over TV this year.
Yeah.
I think that when Diana died, I think that the boys almost rebooted an entirely new relationship with their father.
Really?
And I think that whatever warmth he had in him that wasn't shown before, I think it came out, and I think that they're all very, very close from everything that I've seen and read. And even Camilla seems to be okay with them. I probably at times, like when Harry and Meghan had their first interview together, and he said, well, it's times like these in your life that he really misses his mother. And naturally, you know, he just got engaged, and he's going to get married, and his mom's not there, and it's tough. But I think that Camilla has done probably a pretty decent job of not overstepping, but being there and being supportive as the stepmom. And the stepmom is always, I don't envy any stepmom out there. It's a tough job.
Yeah. All right, last person in the news for this portion of the program is Kim Jong-un.
Oh boy.
Who has expanded his war on Christmas. There is a ban on singing Christmas carols, and yesterday he executed someone who was singing Christmas carols in public. So you can be sure there isn't going to be much singing of Christmas music in the
drives me crazy. And it's not just about Christmas, the UN they step in all of these human rights violations. There's always somebody stepping in saying, okay, if you're a dictator in some African nation, you can no longer persecute your own people. That's why we've had this involvement with Syria. Why are we looking the other way on all this stuff? What is behind the scenes that they're not telling
because
us?
Because the United Nations has no balsam.
Even America. But the U.S. steps in on stuff on human rights violations.
For a lot less
Why are
than
we
this.
Looking... Right. That's what I'm saying. Why do we continue to look the other way? There is something, and I'm putting on my tinfoil hat, there is something else behind the scenes that they're not telling us.
Kim Jong-un has pictures of Trump with a chicken. It could be.
He's got something. He's got something. I don't know what, but he's got something.
All right, let's get someplace instead of get something. Your Man Tours, otherwise known as YMT, has put together what has been described by some people who have sent me notes. You can always check on me or send me a note to Twitter. It's at Doug Steffen or Doug at DougSteffen.com. People signing up for the trip in March to Hawaii that I am leading. I'm not the tour director. You just come. I'm going to go along with everybody else and have a good time. All these boat rides between the islands. Every single island in the Hawaiian chain we will visit. It's a stunning place. I'll tell you something. If you've ever been there before, you're probably eager to go back. And it probably costs a lot more than this Ultimate Hawaiian Tour. The experience is starting at Pearl Harbor and going all around that island and all the other islands. 877-900-4574 for information on this trip. Get the free brochure or go to djvshow.com and see the YMT banner ad and then get the info. 877-900-4574.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars.
and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour here on the DJV Experience and on Good Day Health, put a little sort of corner together in your world, and you have the presence of Dr. Ken Kronaus, who continues to be a major factor on my broadcast wheel because he has such great information, helps people out every week. Matter of fact, we make a podcast out of the Good Day Health Show every week, and there's a podcast right now that's prominent at gooddayhealthshow.com where Dr. Ken and I discuss new studies dealing with long-term cell phone usage, traits that are proven to help you live longer. You can also, on this podcast, learn how Viagra was accidentally discovered to enhance sexual performance, how it works, and new alternatives to it. Some new studies showing how harmful secondhand smoke can be on this podcast. And you can find out why you shouldn't use Ritalin if you're thinking about becoming pregnant. So all that and a focus on Legionnaire's disease. Wow, lots of stuff. This is a power-packed episode, Ken. It's Dr. Ken on Good Day Health, the Good Day Health Show podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Always lots of important information. Also in this podcast, startling facts about hardening of the arteries. So Dr. Ken, prominent, gooddayhealthshow.com, where the podcast is. And in a moment, we're going to go through some more of the news that Ken's keeping his eye on.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Ow. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow, ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, Dr. Ken, there's a study out in the Journal of the American Heart Association. As you are a cardiologist, let's get your run on what happens for people who are not married or connected.
Well, just out today, Doug, new research, it reveals that whether because they are widowed, divorced, separated, or never married, unmarried heart patients, they have a higher risk of dying than married ones.
So you have to be a heart patient already. And so if you don't have any support around you, that's why the risk of death is higher?
This study wasn't powered to tell us why. It just looked at, as you described, people who already had heart disease and whether they were attached or not. And those who were married lived longer after their diagnosis.
And this is any age?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what do we do? You're a preventive cardiologist. What do you do to prevent people from getting heart disease?
Maybe I need to start marrying them.
Oh, my God. I love that. Ken starts marrying people. Film at 11. I like that. All right.
Going to the chapel.
Going to the chapel. And do you want to sing a chorus of that with me or not?
We may lose some listeners.
We probably already have. All right. Let's see here. This study is in league with what we were just talking about, how retiring early is not good for you. I think there's so much information that proves this point around now. People that are so eager to retire, you're nuts. Why, Ken?
Exactly. Here's the latest on it. Just out today, National Bureau of Economic Research. We already know you're better off financially the later you begin claiming Social Security, Doug. Now it seems there's another reason to hold off on collecting those checks. If you retire early, you're more likely to die early as well. About a third of all Americans retire and start claiming Social Security benefits in their first month of eligibility when they turn 62. However, this may have an immediate bad impact on health. There's no rise in mortality among those for whom 62 is not the eligibility threshold for collecting Social Security. I found that fascinating.
I think public employees like teachers, policemen, firemen that retire early, I see in the obituaries every week, especially firemen and police, who die at an early age because they quit at an early age. Not a good idea. Dr. Ken, brought to you by Purity Products, specializing in things like the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. You can get a free bottle by calling 800-355-1493. It's free. Why not get it? Try it out. Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.